Good morning. In the first reading for God's word today, from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 to 10. The eyes of the blind will be opened, ears of the deaf be clear, then the lame will leap like a stag, then the tongue of the mute will sing, and paralyzed men will pick up what they had been lying on and will go home glorifying God. The gospel tells us that the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah has been fulfilled, and he also forgives sins. No one but God can do that. That's why they are saying, the Pharisees and scribes realize that God alone can forgive sins. Jesus was claiming to be the Messiah. When he performed his miracles, he claimed that he was the one sent by God. The Spirit of God was upon him. But I would like also, apart from proclaiming that Christ is the Messiah, I would like to talk about friends. Because Jesus performed his miracle in the gospel today only because of some people, friends of a paralyzed man. They had faith in Jesus. If we can bring him in front and Jesus can see him, he will be healed. But there were too many people, so they opened the roof. Hindi kayo nagalit yung may-ari ng bahay na binutasan nila yung atip. But they lowered him. They lowered the stretcher through the tiles in the middle in front of Jesus. And Jesus performed his miracle. Why did he do it? The gospel is very clear. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." It was not the faith of the paralyzed guy. It was the faith of his friends. Dumiskarte, gumawa ng paraan, binutasan yung atip, binaba yung paralyzed nilang kaibigan. Pinagaling ni Jesus, pinatawad pa ang kasalanan. So friends, most often, some of them lead us astray. But most often, they help us go to God. Important for our spirituality. Oh, we have families. We love them. But we also need friends to fulfill our social need. Even in the seminary, we are too many. By temperament, yung magkatugma yung inyong personality, you will be closer to a few even when you become priests. Your confreres belong to a religious community. If you something bad happens to you, they will be duty bound to help you. But your friends, yan yung sabi ni James Taylor, when you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, you need a friend. Sabi ng Apo Hiking Society, namatay na lang si Danny. Always talking about barkada. And sometimes, we need some more friends. We join fraternities. Kahit pinapahirapan ka sa initiation rites. When I was studying engineering in UST, I joined a fraternity. Hindi naman yung mga magulo, it was for It was an honor society.
Pero dadamayan ka nila.
Kahit ang initiation mahirap, mabuti na lang hindi sa akin nakatoka. Yung buong ground ng UST, pinasukat, toothpick.
So maghapon yung pobre doon, bago siya nakasali sa fraternity, maghapon na sinukat ng toothpick yung buong area doon ng
sa harap ng chapel ng UST na doon kami nag-ROTC. We need friends. Sometimes we need more. Nagpa-fraternity ka. And that's why we pray for our friends today. And I said, sometimes yung friends mo, yung kaklase mo eh. So marami kang nakikita. Class of 1975, reunion, masaya yan. Taba mo na ngayon, wala ka na buhok. Kamukha mo pa rin, parang ganun ang sinasabi. Masaya tayo pag may mga kaibigan tayo. Part of the promises of Isaiah that we will meet with joy and gladness and sorrow and mourning will flee when we are in heaven. And we will be with our friends. We will be with our families and our friends. Yung iba hindi barkada. Papasalamat ako that the Holy Spirit came and inspired people to build communities as charismatic groups. Tagal ko dyan, mga prayer meeting ng Ligaya ng Panginoon, Couples for Christ. Ay, naghiwalay na sila, may missionary families for Christ, may mga kaibigan din ako dyan. Ang tagal ko sa Brotherhood of Christian Businessmen and Professional. Kasi nakikita ako as a priest. Kayo hindi ko na naman kayo nakikita, yung mga laging nagsisimba, kikita ako kayo dito sa church. Yung Brotherhood of Christian Businessmen and Professional, nagda-drive ako mulang Smoky Mountain, punta ng Alabang Country Club. Because it was important for my spirituality. Nakakakita ako ng mga mayayamang tao, sharing about their faith. Na they betrayed their wives and were alcoholics even. They cheated their employee. And then they went into a Christian life program, Life in the Spirit seminars. And they were changed. Yung Advent, yung repentance happened a lot of times in charismatic communities. More than friends. Kasi yung barkada, layas lang ang masaya dyan eh. Ngayong charismatic groups, they meet once a week. Hanggang ngayon, may mga couples for Christ pa, mas nakakapasok sila sa China. Dahil pag pari ka, kita agad sa passport mo. So maraming charismatic groups nag-i-evangelize. So let us pray for all our friends today. When Jesus saw their faith, He said, as for you, your sins are forgiven. We do not go to God alone. We come as a community. Napakarami na lang kasi ng simbahan. 85 million Catholics in the Philippines. 1.3 billion all over the world. Ang dami-dami na niyan. You cannot relate deeply with even just a few hundred people. So we need to feel in the church that we are a community, that we are among friends. Ayun, lumabas doon sa synodal church. Lumabas, we are not really a community. We just come together for mass. We do not know each other. Hindi kagaya sa Smoky Mountain, doong community. If they discern na kailangan mag-rally to fight for justice, bibigyan sila ng mga housing, na 15,000 of my parishioners will be bringing the rosaries and community sila eh. Basic ecclesial community. Let us pray that the church will become a community of friends, especially become brothers and sisters, so that we can be helped in our journey towards the God, towards the kingdom of God. And their faith, just like my faith, was strengthened by charismatic groups, and their faith will also lead us to Christ, to lead us to repent, lead us to be healed physically, spiritually, and will also lead us to work together so that the kingdom of God will arrive in its fullness at the end of time.